Warning, this episode may contain spoilers from upcoming episodes of Once Upon a Time.
Ooh.
Nothing super hard.
Please keep that in.
Spooky!
Welcome to episode 29 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. Disclaimer, a lot of us have what we call post-con crud today. So, you hear coughing, hacking, sneezing, blowing noses. Sorry, not sorry. Nothing we can do about it.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. This is what happens post-conventions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is our Vancouver wrap-up episode. We got lots to discuss. So we got all the Vancouver girls here today. We got J-Mo, Rachel, Kim, Gabby, and we also got Lindsay and Justine, who are here for the ride.
Hello!
We're going to be the audience surrogate today.
Yeah, we're going to be like you guys today, so we're going to listen in and be nosy.
Ask all the juicy
questions. It's like a panel, guys. We're like doing
human. Yeah! What's the news, Morrison?
Where's my microphone?
Yeah! Oh my god!
Headline.
Where do we even start?
Well, we got on a plane.
I know what we first need to address. Kim, tell us what it was like meeting Josh Dallas.
Yeah! Meeting Joshua Dallas.
Is he as handsome as he is in person? As he is in, like, photos?
Yeah. Well, so, like, I've worked a lot of cons before, and I've never had that moment where I've blacked things out, but I definitely blacked things out with Joshua. So I very, very vaguely remember hurriedly telling him, because Ginny had walked by, but she didn't stay, so I remember vaguely telling him something along the lines of, hey Josh, we love you a lot, but we also love Ginny a whole lot, and we're sad that people are mean to her, so will you tell her that we love you? Or love her? Yeah.
Love her. Aww.
And that's the super great picture that Sarah caught, was him and I talking. And so I don't remember looking at his face. I know I was looking at his face, but I don't remember much of it. But it was pretty magical and definitely worth the freak out and run up the hill, even though I lied to Sarah and Rachel because I was half asleep and I was not paying attention to what Gabby had said in the back seat. But it was definitely
never letting that go, Kim, ever.
Sorry, I brought it up, so I'm sorry that I was...
It's gonna be on your gravestone.
Literally was in the process of falling asleep when Gabby said it from the back seat, so I apologize for nothing.
Yeah.
Wait, when Gabby said what in the back seat?
So this is our segue here.
Yeah. Here's our segue.
First thing we're gonna talk about is what it's like to be on location for Once Upon a Time filming.
It blows. Oh,
it is... Yeah, to put it mildly, it's cold, it's rainy, it's boring.
It's windy.
Yeah.
If you
it's really pretty.
Get into it, awesome things will happen, like Josh Dallas coming out and taking photos with you.
Mm-hmm. And the sky's parting and the sun coming out as he walks towards you. It was like the most metaphorical thing I've ever seen in my life. Like,
Josh Dallas literally can make the sun shine.
Like, literally, like... It was the rainiest day I think we had there.
It really was.
And it was cold, the coldest and windiest, and we didn't even get to see filming because they were in the woods, so we were just staring at a field for like 12 hours, or however long we were there.
We knew it was Enchanted Forest. We saw Tiger Lily walk by in some type of dress.
Ooh. That little
girl.
We
saw the Snow Enchanted Forest costume walk by in a bag. So we knew shit was going down in the woods in the Enchanted Forest. But that's it. That's all we knew.
Yeah, and then Josh came out in his Prince Charming outfit.
With his V almost down his navel.
With his V-neck.
He looked good as hell in that outfit.
I feel like Kim meeting Josh Dallas was the entire highlight of the week, so that needed to be
talked about first. Oh, that's cute.
It was such a cute moment.
I have my moments. Not many of them, but I do have them.
Really, I also liked Kim's impression of Adam. That was very good. I liked that.
Oh my god, please, Kim, do this impression.
Did you not see it on the Instagram?
It's on that Instagram.
I feel like maybe I did.
Adam does not know how to wear his glasses correctly. Like, they either don't fit his face, or he just can't be bothered to... I don't know. What is going on there?
This is how Adam wears his glasses, like, 75% of the time, is like this.
Maybe he can see better that way. Maybe he has a weird...
His ears are crooked.
No, well, like, he didn't even, like, make his ear. Like, it was, like...
It was, like, a half an inch away from his ear. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no effort.
Zero effort. He was super nice. Getting to meet him was super awesome. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now.
Yeah.
That is hysterical.
Check out our Instagram for the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday was a lot of jet lag. Not, like, jet lag, but just, like, traveling.
A long day. Traveling lag.
Long day.
But first thing we did was obviously went straight to Steveston, ate at Granny's.
How was the food at Granny's or whatever restaurant it actually is?
So good.
It was really good.
It's
some of the best like breakfast food that I've had.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Oh, I'm such a breakfast bitch.
Yeah, same.
What else did we do Saturday?
Poutine. Saturday's like a blur. Yeah. Oh, we met Allison.
We met Allison. We had poutine in the city.
There are a lot of hot men in Vancouver. Let me just say.
Pacific Northwest is like right hot men.
It's so nice. Everyone had a nice beard.
If you're into like that lumbersexual / hipster look, like the Pacific Northwest is for you.
Yep, most definitely. And they all dress nice. Like in Florida, it's hard to get someone that wears shirt and shoes at the same time. So the fact that all these men were like had clothes on and like matching's like just a no-go in Florida. Like you just not even expect anyone to match in Florida. But it was a real treat to like go out and see like people that can actually function in the real in like real life and like dress themselves. It was really cool. It was really cool to see.
Well, let's talk about meeting Prince Charming's horse on Sunday.
Yes. Oh my god, Andy!
So we went to tour the set of When Calls the Heart, which is another show that Gabby and I are obsessed with.
Yes. Is that the one with Lori Loughlin?
It is.
Yes.
And we got a private tour by the owners of the ranch where they filmed the show. And
who are
it
the
was
sweetest people
awesome.
Ever.
They were so sweet, yeah. So nice.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
So they took us down to these stables and we found out that the white horse that was there is actually David's horse in all, like, the flashbacks.
Well, first, when we were going to the set, they told us, oh, other shows film here, Once Upon a Time, and blah, 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 and we're like, Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, like, we were like, what? Because, like, they didn't tell them that. I didn't know. I knew they really wanted to do this, and, like, I like seeing stuff, and, like, so I was like, yeah, I'll go. Like, it's not like I could, like, sit anywhere, so.
See, I would have wanted to go, because, like, Lori Loughlin was, like, my first, like, girl crush as like a little kid, and now I'm looking back on it, I'm like, wow, that was hella gay, Justine.
Yeah,
I just wanted to go see her in person.
But they were pointing out places where once filmed, and
yeah,
they showed us a trailer that was back in the back.
Yeah, well, first they had like 5 like truckloads of abandoned once sets, and I'm just sitting there like.
What?
A bunch of, like, sets.
Let me in. Let me in.
Which sets were there?
Who knows?
Do you guys know?
They don't even know.
Yeah, they have no idea.
They just dumped like 5 semi truckloads of stuff on their property and just haven't been back.
Oh, that's nice of him.
That's not cool. That's not cool. Once
the temptation, though.
Also, all the once cast that ride horses have to go there to learn how to ride horses.
That horse was the highlight of my day, though. Possibly my... Like, he's up... The horse itself was up there with, like, Josh and Colin. Not gonna lie.
I love that picture of you with the horse. You looked full of joy. Like, it was
I was so excited.
That's, like, the happiest I've ever seen you.
There was one point where, like, we literally left Rachel with Andy the horse, and we just went to go do other stuff.
Yeah.
Can I stay?
Can I just stay here? And they're like, sure. And like I was feeding him hay, and he like was putting his head over. And I guess like he's usually not a nice horse, supposedly. But I'm gonna call some BS on that because he was like nuzzling my face and
he
like
tried to eat my hair.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
your hair—it's very young.
Like, hey,
oh, yeah.
You can't blame him for that. He's just a horse.
Very golden.
He's admiring it. He loves it. It's like, I love his hair.
He was so sweet. And I got lots of horse selfies. I haven't even posted them all. Like, my phone is so full of horse selfies. It's not even funny.
And Sarah and I got signed autographs, posters of all the cast.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And calendars.
That's wicked. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were like the sweetest people ever. They were so nice.
And they were just going to take us to their house. You need his restroom?
Yeah.
We're going to go inside your house.
I feel like if we went inside, they probably would have started making us food. We should, in retrospect, we should have
gone. Yeah, I would have said, I'm like.
And then these two other weirdos showed up that day.
I wonder if he comes trouble.
Bunch of weirdos, man. Just showed up.
Crashed the party.
Because then we moved to the houseboat.
Yep.
After Kim and I got there, we went in search of food. And then we got back and we all watched the episode. And then I took the memeiest picture of Rachel and Sarah. There's two kinds of Captain Swan fans.
So this was the engagement episode.
Which was so amazing to watch with you guys.
Just to update the timeline on everything.
Yes.
So we had been...
Which Captain Swan's engaged yet. Well, I mean, they were.
We're not going to discuss the episode because we'll do that later. But we had been spoiled earlier in the day thanks to the lovely East Coast people on social media.
And me, who watches live via live stream.
But we didn't get the full context of what was happening. So we were all extremely upset.
Yes.
No. How it started out was Gabby and I were talking, Sarah's on the couch, and all of a sudden she just starts raging. Like, I'm shocked she did not
throw her phone.
She threw it down. Like, I'm going to throw it in the river because, like, I've never seen her so mad. Upset. And I'm like, because I've been spoiler free this entire season. So yeah,
she didn't know anything about.
I didn't know anything
musical
about
episode it. Or anything.
Nothing. So
we're not going to spoil that for people either.
Yeah, we're not gonna spoil that, but I'm sitting there like, Jesus, like, I think I need to know the spoiler right now because I can't handle that. No,
I couldn't function. I was having an actual meltdown.
Sarah texted me because I wanted to know, but we knew Ray didn't know. So Sarah texted me, and I was pissed off. I was like,
yeah,
oh
and then
my
Gabby
God.
Started freaking out. I'm like, all right, guys, you guys just tell me everything right now. So they laid everything out, and I was like, and then I was raging, so it was like a rage fest.
And Ray threw her phone like twice.
Yeah. I wasn't even like on my phone. I just needed to throw something, and it was in my hands.
And that's when Jenna and Kim.
Yep.
We weren't eating.
That's when we showed up.
Yeah, that's when they showed up.
Welcome.
I was starving.
What timing?
I'm so angry to see you.
You guys just show up, and those three are just so angry.
And then knowing me, I immediately had to know. So I was like, oh, okay.
But so then, like, the way it went down was not how everyone had described it.
No,
so
exactly.
So we were upset for no reason.
Gets, like, the worst sometimes.
But and then Sarah was crying.
Aging, it's so over the top. You just make your own opinion. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Sarah and I started bawling on the couch together.
I cried for a really long time. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, she was very emotional. I'm more like Ray, like, yes. Yeah.
I got a little teary-eyed, but I think that's only because Sarah got teary-eyed, and whenever Sarah and I together, we usually end up sobbing about Captain Swan.
Yeah, because you were sobbing about that last week, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Why are you sobbing for?
No, like, we'll get to that, but oh my god.
I guess I'm a heartless bitch, so I don't know. So yeah. Monday.
Monday, Kim and I went with you guys to Steveston for the first time.
Yeah, we met
Jess. That's right. Monday was cosplay.
Yeah, Monday was cosplay day.
What did you guys do? Well, we went and got Emma-fied for like 4 hours.
Walked around with Jess and April just checking out all the sites and everything.
We met Christina and her daughter.
But yeah, the highlight of Monday was Steveston during the day and then the massive Emma Swan cosplay shoot between Sarah, Rachel, and our friend Allison. And it was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, that was, we got a lot done that afternoon. That was a fun day because there were three of us. Well, they were setting up for filming because filming was on Tuesday, so we wanted to do it that afternoon because they had all the storybook signs up and all the shop signs. So And they had grannies all set up to get that whole, like, full storybook effect. That's what we did that afternoon. And so we started off at Granny's, and all the PAs were still out, like, watching. They had to, like, watch.
Yeah, let's talk about how this crew of ones views us. Because we're running around in costumes with props, moving all their shit that they've set up.
Yeah.
And thinking, like, oh God, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's how we're gonna be blacklisted. That's how we met Andy. Andy the PA. Oh,
Andy the PA is really cool. And Peter, the location captain. They talked to us the next... when did Peter talk to us? Was that the next day when he was like, you guys are really dedicated. Like, you guys are running out into the road. And, like...
And you brought props.
Yeah, props.
He came over and asked
costume changes.
He came over and asked Andy was he all right because he was surrounded by all of us.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He totally gave him an out.
You can go if you want to.
You can leave.
Also, Sarah, like, I didn't realize this before, but you look a hell of a lot like JMO in some of these pics.
This is jumping the gun a little bit, but the next day when we were in Steveston filming, one of the security guards was actually looked at me and said, hey, JMO. And yeah. I was like, that's Damn the man. Best compliment you ever could have said. Thank you.
I would have cried. I'd be like, thank you.
I'm surprised, like, none of the, like, crew people thought, like, you were stunt doubles or anything.
Yeah. Some of them, I think, because we were the only ones that were really, like, dressed up on set. And
yeah,
by, like,
Monday was
up,
kind of a low-key day. Like, there wasn't a lot of people hanging around in Steveston. Like, it was really quiet. And then you just see us in, like, all these costumes, like, hardcore doing these photo shoots. Like, we stuck out a little bit.
Also, Ray, weren't you at one point, like, dressed up as Belle? Because I feel like I saw you dressed up as Belle.
Oh, that was Sunday. That was Sunday before we went to you and Calls the Heart.
I forgot about that.
Your knee.
Yeah, that was Sunday morning. It was like 45 degrees outside, and it was her blue dress and red heels that are like straight up stripper heels. Like, there's
how did you walk in them?
Apparently she didn't, because she skinned her knee.
Okay, well, first off, the pavement in Steveston is like little tiny pebble cobblestoney things. And my heels were like super stiletto-y, skinny heels. So I made it like halfway there and I was fine. And then as we were walking by this like group of people, I just busted like my knee. And like, I'd like to think I got up pretty fast because I did not want anyone to come over. Like, I just like, nope, don't look at me. I'm fine. I'm up. I'm like, I know my knee's bleeding right now, but I just kept walking. Like, I didn't even look at it. I like, Sarah's my knee bleeding. She's just like, yeah. I got a lot of looks. Lots of looks. Because I look like a hooker. I look like a straight up hooker. Like,
I also think whenever you add a wig to anything, it just takes it up a notch.
Yeah. It was good times. And then I fell again. We were in front of the library.
Standing still and you fell.
My ankles came out. I have weak ankles.
I don't blame you. Those heels looked intense.
I couldn't. I had to like lean on the door the whole time because I wouldn't be able to.
It's dedication, guys.
It's a lot of like casual bell leaning photos.
There are actually. But she does that, so.
That works.
But not only did we get the three Emmas, we got a bomb-ass Mary Margaret in the form of Kim. She looks so cute in that pink cardigan and that dress.
Kim and I cannot take photos together.
No, we cannot.
Is it just a giggle fest?
Yes.
It's just not serious. Like, we can't take serious pictures together. We just derp. All the time.
Hey, wait.
Wait, did you show her the lunge picture?
What? Yes. The lunge.
Oh, yeah, the lunge.
The lunge. We recreated the Colin and Josh from Neverland photo. in Houston, and we nailed it. It's pretty great.
That to our Instagram, because I need to see that now.
I will. I'll post it later today. I think my favorite, though, was they had the rabbit hole up. So Sarah and I had the idea to have, like, two Emmas go into a bar. So we have an entire montage of drunk Emmas stumbling out of the rabbit hole.
Those came out so good.
They did.
I want to see them.
I know, like, everyone's posting all these pictures from Steveston and from the con.
We just, like, started going through them all last night, so.
Yeah, I mean, I had on my camera probably at least 1,500 photos.
Yeah.
So.
Brilliant. I love it.
Ugh.
So, you also watched some other filming. You went to see Robert Carlyle.
Yes.
Like, to meet him. Did.
So, yes. Tuesday. As well. Tuesday, where we were in Steveston for filming, and started off with Jared on set doing a scene with Raphael and Pongo. I don't know what the dog's real name is, actually. You should find that out.
So, but you
he never mentions it. But you didn't mention it at the
time. Multiple dogs? Oh, you mean actual or mature?
No, it's only one dog.
Well, that
is it? I saw two dogs.
Were there two dogs?
There were two dogs.
There are two dogs?
Yeah,
I think so. Like, I think they have to. I think they always have to have an extra dog. Right, or just an extra animal if they're ever working with animals.
Would make sense. In case one doesn't, you know.
Apart from Wilbur. Wilby's one of a kind. I love Wilby.
Wilby's great.
Wilby. For life.
We need more Wilby. Wilby deserves a spinoff.
Yes!
I would watch it.
So the fun thing about this day in Steveston is that despite the crowd being, like, rather large, we actually got a pretty decent view of everything that was happening.
Yeah.
But it was very long and very slow day. Like, I don't even know how many scenes they did. It didn't even seem like a lot of scenes. It just took...
It seemed like they only did two.
No, they did, like, four.
They
did Jared and Archie. And then they had that Granny one where Granny was, like, running.
But that was a part of the Jared and Archie.
Yeah, but they did a different setup of it because they got it from the back too. They did. Mm-hmm. They had different angles of that scene.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then do we want to talk about the spoiler stuff or?
Let's just do like a spoiler alert, and then we'll say when the spoiler's over.
So there was an ambulance with someone getting into the ambulance.
Yeah, because he can't figure out how to not walk in the center of the fucking street.
Yeah, that's a thing that's always bothered me on the show. Why does no one use the sidewalk?
He just lives in the center of the street, dude. No wonder he gets hit by a fucking car and has to get in the ambulance. Like,
does he? He gets hit by a car.
No,
I don't know. That's my Kim and I. That's my theory because I'm angry about it because it doesn't make any sense.
We were watching this scene being filmed and Kim and I kept going like,
just walk on the sidewalk.
Yeah, like, it was another, like, headcanon day, and I can't remember any of them, but, like, we were coming up with all these theories, like Gold runs Henry over, and, and the Blackberry just shows up, and, like, it was, like, such a disaster of, like, headcanons that made no sense at all, but.
Henry is just a very angsty teenager, and just, he's like, I'm too cool for these sidewalks.
Yeah, he did come up, did he come over?
No.
Mm-mm.
I know Lee came over, Beverly came over, but Archie. We were busy. Yeah, we met
eating.
Raphael.
We were stuffing our face full of poutine.
Yeah. No, they came over when we were talking to Andy and Peter.
Oh, so Lee filmed as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Lee and Beverly.
Oh, awesome.
I think he was just walking, though. Like, he was, like, background, basically.
Yeah, I don't know if it was
he
any,
was
like,
walking.
It could have just been him, like, well, we didn't hear him screaming, but.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting to hear, like, horrible news, guys!
Yeah.
He could have just been, being gossip grumpy, like, hey, Granny, did you hear about this one thing that happened?
But, like, Granny pulled up in Ruby's car and then runs into the diner, and then I remember seeing Lee walking towards us by the spa, and, like,
yeah.
I don't think he really, I honestly think he was just, like, background.
Unless we have AI's interior scenes.
Probably, just to show that, like, other people live in Storybrooke.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then Bobby and Jamie showed up, and Jamie is Blackberry.
I love Jamie, I'm sorry. I love
her. She's so sweet. She's so
gorgeous.
So sweet. Yeah, she's beautiful.
I loved her. Like I she did a show in the UK called Hustle, and she's so amazing. I absolutely love her, and I'm kind of like jealous of you guys.
I noticed, Lindsay, I met her right after you said, after we talked about it. And I was like, and then I met her and I was like, oh my gosh, Lindsay, I wish I could like an autograph for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, but they were all super, super sweet. There was this one little girl there from Florida, and she, like, Bobby is her favorite. And we didn't know if they were going to go out, but I guess, like, one of the PAs ended up, like, sending him a picture of her or something, and he ended up coming out, and he, like, beelined for her.
And, like, it was
pulled
so
her into, like,
cute.
A huge hug.
Was it her
and, like,
birthday or something?
Yeah, it was her birthday weekend. They're from Orlando, and her dad took her. I was talking to him for a while, and her dad took them up there for the week. And, like, she basically had the same exact trip we had, because we saw her, like, throughout the entire week. I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, little Bobby girl. And, like, she burst into tears. Like, it was the cutest thing ever. That's and he, like, pulled her into a hug and was, like, holding her and all this. And he made sure every single person got a photo with him. Like, I commend him because it was a big crowd. And it annoyed me because everybody was shoving. And, like, it was literally like a mob.
Was it like
annoying?
On Twitter, I saw there was like 400 people there. Was that accurate?
No, that's way too much.
God, no.
Okay. Exactly.
No.
I could probably tell everybody that was not.
Say 50?
No, it was like 100.
It was more than 50. It was like 100, yeah.
I would estimate 100, maybe.
Yeah, between 50 and 100. Definitely not.
That seems about right for like a con weekend when like a lot of fans are going to go to set.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were saying on Twitter, like, oh, this. He signed for 400 people tonight. And I was like,
no.
Really?
No. He made sure everyone got a photo first, and then he went back and did autographs.
It took maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah, that was it.
Hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But he was like, that was my highlight, because I love Bobby. So
yes!
He was really, really nice.
Very I can't nice. Wait like, to meet guy. Him. I'm actually going to meet him in a few weeks, so.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's as lovely as you guys say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a charmer.
It's still my favorite picture. It's my phone.
I love him.
Being able to hear him with his actual accent when he was walking down straight to the little girl, and I was like,
deep breaths, like, keep calm.
A little bit. Because in my mind, I'm like, yeah, it's Rumble, but I'm like, it's Robert fucking Carlisle, a legend, and he's just walking right by me, and we all got pictures with him. It's insane.
But he definitely made that little girl speak, and it was something.
Like, can her dad adopt me? Because, like, he sounds great.
They were amazing. I was talking to them for a while on set, and then I saw them again at the convention, and she was really sweet, too. There were a lot of little kids, actually, and it was adorable because they were all, like, Emma cosplayers.
Oh, my God.
And little cosplayers, and it was really, really cute.
Oh, that's so cute. All right, so that was Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday was
Josh Dallas. I think my favorite part of the not only Kim meeting Josh was you two's reaction right after y'all got your photos. You were like, now we can go get food!
No. That was before.
Oh, okay.
Kim and I were together, and because we hadn't eaten all day, we brought, like, lunch meat with us, because we were in Stanley Park, and it's a huge park. It's not like when we were in Steveston, we went to the fish and chips place for a little bit, hung out, ate. We were on our phones. It was towards the end of the night. We didn't know when they were coming out, what time, how long they'd be filming.
Oh, no, go back to the story. We were about to leave. You guys were to go take pictures in the woods.
Oh, we're going back there? Okay.
That's the beginning of the day, pretty much.
Yeah, true. Well, Jenna brought up the food thing, so I went to that.
Oh, sorry.
My bad.
Yeah, so we had gotten word that there were no mains there, so...
Then J-Mo had finished her...
Yeah, Jen was there this morning, but she had wrapped. And that it was just, like, Tiger Lily and other people. So we're like, all right, well, I guess that gives us a day back. What do you guys want to do? And I was like, I really just want to go take some photos in the woods, like, if you guys want to go back to the car, that's fine. Sarah and I will be really quick. So we start walking up the trail. this one trail where we parked our car, which was further away from where the base camp was and everything. We start walking into the woods off the trail, like in the middle of the woods, because obviously you need to be in the middle of the woods for a woodsy shoot. And we're just snapping pictures and doing stuff. And then I found a pair of pink polka dotted underwear out in the woods.
Gross.
So I pulled out my phone because I was going to send it to Kim. Why was I? Oh, because you were complaining because your underwear kept falling down. So I was like, Kim, I found you a new pair of underwear.
Don't care about poor Kim. Poor Kim. The secret's revealed.
It's fine. She doesn't care. It's relevant to the story. It needs to be told. This is payback for what she
did. I didn't know that part
Sarah
of the story.
And I
didn't know that either. That's gossip funny. Ray right here. It's totally key to the story, though. It is totally key to the story.
It's so key to the story. So I pulled my phone out to take a picture, and I see a text from Kim. I open it. Josh and Colin are in the park. I read it to Sarah, and we just look at each other for, like, a second, and then we just bolt. Like, I have never ran so fast in my life through the woods. I'm like, Sarah, we're going to break an ankle. We're going to break our wrist. Something's going to happen. So we're, like, running full speed down this trail. We get out of the woods, and then, like, we see these three, like, casually, like, walking up towards us. And we're like, why are you guys walking? What are we, like, and they're like, oh, it's just Josh.
So who miscommunicated that? Kim?
That would be Kim.
I was half asleep. We had given up on the day. I hadn't slept in, like, days. Like, I was trying to read a book.
I read a text.
Josh.
We got a text.
Josh, I'm sorry,
me
but
and
no.
Me and J-Mo got a text from Jess and April, who had finally arrived, and they said, we just met. Josh just walked in between us. So I was like, whoa, it's Josh. So
oh, shit.
So I'm yelling in the car, Josh is up there.
Kim had just literally fallen asleep in the front
Kim
seat.
Somehow
she's given up on trying
that.
To read her book, and so, like, sets her book on her little otter belly and, like, closes her eyes to go to sleep, and then, like, started falling asleep, and then people start yelling in the car about Josh and things, so I freak out and send a text, which had incorrect information. Because I was half asleep. Not my fault.
Kim made me exercise against my will.
I was, like, I was wondering why you two were, like, running, like, barreling. I'm like, what is this?
Because we thought it was Colin.
And then when you guys said Colin, I was like,
of how fast we were running down this hill.
And I was like, when you guys said Colin, I was like, Colin, did you guys see something we didn't see?
Yeah, then they thought we saw stuff up at the hill.
This is what the promise of Captain Charming does to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
The thirst is real.
But anyway, we went back up to where they were filming, or where people were gathered.
Well, we ran back up there, too.
Aside from Josh Dallas, one of the other highlight of my Wednesday was the swan bug. Not
yes!
one, but two swan bugs.
Two bugs!
Ooh. Double the bugs.
Is there, like, a stunt bug?
The stunt bug.
There has to be more than just one stunt bug.
I mean, because they actually had Jen in it, like, driving around, so I think that was why they had two on set, just in case one, like, probably crapped out.
Yeah.
Probably. Or I imagine there's one that's, like, just for exterior,
yeah,
and then one that's
like,
maybe
one,
for interior.
Which we'll talk about later, but there is one on set,
yeah.
In front of Gold's, like, the exterior of Gold's on set that they keep there, so.
Yeah, I also like seeing Jenny. She's so small.
Yes.
She's so sweet looking.
She had her little flowers in her hair.
Aww.
She was so adorable.
She's so beautiful in person.
It was awkward, though, because, like, when they would walk by us, like, everyone just gets silent and stare at them. Like,
yeah.
It was weird.
No one was saying anything. It was just, like,
as if they're, like, literal royalty.
I would say something. I'd be like, you're right.
It was just so, like,
somber.
So, yeah, it was awkward, but at the same time, the alternative could have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was glad it was like that. It was just weird, because I never experienced that to where, like, it just gets
And that
silent.
Doesn't happen with, like, anyone else.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
Yeah. It's a sign of respect,
It was
people.
Just, like, yeah, it was.
But it was, like they were, like, actual royalty. We all keep our distance and stay silent, you know?
The only thing that was missing of was us bowing. Like,
yeah,
like, kneeling as they walked by.
Bow our heads as they walked.
We're not worthy!
Exactly, Sarah, we're not worthy.
So, yeah, so we had no food that... Well, they went back and got food, but I was to the point where I needed, like, meal.
Food, yeah, same.
So Kim and I were standing there, like, where do you want to eat? And then Gabby wanted, it was Gabby's night to choose. She wanted Italian. So we're looking up Italian places. So we're like, okay, if Josh comes out now, we definitely have time to go eat at that one. If he comes out by past this time, we're going to have to go to the other one. So we were, like, timing stuff out. And then, like, he finally, like, walks over. Jenny comes out, too. And, like, she just kind of waves at us. And we all say wave. And, like, bye, Jenny. And comes over and starts taking photos. And Kim and I just look at each other. We're just like, we can eat now. We can eat. And, like, we were loud. And, like, Josh heard us and looked over. And just kind of, like, yeah, he giggled. He was, like, I think it was more of, like, a I feel you. But yeah,
it was, yeah, all they have on set for the actors to eat is just like crap.
Oh, no, they got
not this one.
Like fresh seafood in, like there was a seafood truck that came in with like fresh fish and all sorts of stuff.
Oh yeah,
craft service.
They had a nice crafty then.
Yeah,
for all their money goes from CGI and craft.
That's the budget. Costumes, Regina's horse, and food. Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the budget.
Like some crafties that are just like beer, and like some cigarettes.
So Thursday, real quick. Thursday there was filming going on with Jen and Lana and Jared. We were given wrong information accidentally, so we missed it. We ended up going to the CS house and getting scared away by the owner coming out of the house.
Turns out they were just leaving.
Yeah.
Not so wanting to chase us off.
So we went to Central Park in Burnaby to do more photos at the bench from the season 3 finale and also the Underworld Lake and woods photos and all that good stuff. Otherwise, Thursday was pretty chill. And then we went to registration for the con.
And then we went to Main Street.
We did go to Main Street that night.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Was Bex like Bex's?
It is
Bex's
so
tiny. Beer. It's really good.
It is
good.
It was good. I don't like beer.
I can't drink it. What's it taste like, beer experts? Anyone?
It's a dark lager.
But, I love good lager.
Which I don't normally like, but I
love
hers.
Very espresso-y.
So,
Friday,
day one of the convention. So, the guests Friday, main guests anyways, were Adam, Gil,
Michael had a panel. Adam's great. Lindsay's right.
Yeah, he's gorgeous as ever.
He smells nice.
I think I need to tell my story. So when he first got cast as Papa Hook, a friend of mine and I, we started calling him by this little hashtag. We did the hashtag Precious Sexy Cupcake. So that was like this little thing that we would do whenever we would talk to him. So when I went up to go get my autograph with him, I slide my picture there, and he freaked out because it was Flipper Brain's picture of him. And they had met earlier in the day because she went to the meet and greet with him. So I was like, yeah, you can. I was like, oh, by the way, you can just put Precious Sexy Cupcake on that. And he looked up at me. His eyes went like wide, and he was like, you're Precious Sexy Cupcake. And I was like, yeah, that's me. He literally got up from the table, came around, and gave me a hug. He said, I love that so much. Thank you. It was so sweet. And then someone behind me, I think it was Jess, she was like, way to go, Jenna, holding up the line. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I want my hug. And he was such a sweet man.
I mean, like, considering he's in one episode, he has made such a good impact on the fandom. Mm-hmm. He is a precious little cupcake, you know? He's love him, totally. Check him out on Rain at the moment. It's on Rain, so he's amazing. I love him.
I just am watching an episode right now, and it's like I saw him, and I was like, oh my god, he's so gorgeous. And I met that man in person last week.
You know, I watched it this morning. I was like, I love him. And I tweeted him, and it was like, oh. Yeah, continue. Yeah. Sorry, I'm having feelings right now.
It's okay. Contain your feelings, Lindsay. God.
Because
put it in a box.
Because we all know that Ray and I cannot contain our feelings for Gil McKinney.
No, we cannot.
I want to meet him. I can't wait to meet him.
I know, you guys have been hyping him up for forever, so now I'm really curious.
I'm on the Gilmickety train.
He's like, I knew he was a great guy because I met him before. But Sarah and I did a duo with him. We split one, and we wanted to do like the Emma Swan pose, like, you know, arms crossed, slightly like smirking, whatever. I don't know how to describe the face he made in this photo. It was like mid talking, kinda, but I guess he wanted it to be more like, of like a gangster, hey,
how you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
So, but like, it wasn't good.
No, it did not come out like that. So we went to the. We actually took two that time, and Chris, and so when we got our print, we assumed that was the mistake, because he's like, I messed it up. So we assumed that was the mistake. So we go back and we're like, hey, Chris said that there were two. Chris is the photographer. Who, shout out to Chris. He is the most amazing.
Chris is the bomb.
Ever. He makes sure everyone has a good photo, and he actually cares and looks at the photos, which never happens. So.
Chris is the reason why I have two CS Duo photos and I only paid for one. Okay. Like, yeah. I'm so happy.
Yeah, Sarah and I got three photos with Gil. So.
I know, that's like something that I'm like so nervous about, because like I love selfies because I can control how I look. And like, you can't do that when you're someone else taking your picture. So I'm like, I'm just like super nervous. I'm like gonna get my photo. I'm like gonna hate it.
He'll tell you to take, if you wear glasses, he'll tell you to take them off.
That's fine. I don't mind that.
Because he doesn't want to mess up
the glare.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's like, okay, well, Gil's going to be doing, we'll have him come back before his autographs and do retakes. And it was just us and like one other person for retakes. So he came back and he's like, what's wrong with the picture? And Sarah's just like, your face.
Wow, Sarah.
I mean, we both kind of said it, but, like, it was just, like, and Chris was like, wow, Gil.
Don't sugarcoat it, Sarah.
Here. Yeah. Like, God, Gil, your face. So we ended up taking two more, and it was great.
And then I fucked up the second one.
Yeah. He was, he gave us hugs, and he was really great. He's a super, super awesome guy. Shout out Gil McKinney.
I'm obsessed with that man. He loved my Ariel and Eric's outfit cosplay, because I kind of just wore it for him. But also Adam, when I went to go get his photo off, he was like, wow, you look great. And I was like, thank you.
Sweet. Thank you.
I guess we should talk about Saturday a little bit.
I mean, why not?
Well, I say we skip it.
That's not an episode or anything.
Yeah,
the entire reason you guys went to Vancouver.
I think we should just end the episode.
That was the
here.
Worst day right there. Saturday.
Let's start with Sarah and what she did Saturday morning.
So I had a gold pass. I need to collect my thoughts quick.
Yes, get it together.
Deep breath. Come on. You can do this, girl. You can do it.
So part of my gold package was getting to go to Bridge Studios to tour the sets. And they split us up into three groups because there was a lot of people. And even despite being split into three groups, there was still a lot of people. So if anyone's thinking about, you know, if they continue to do set tours next year, if the show is renewed, if you're considering getting a gold pass, what I will warn you is that there are a lot of people on these tours and you have very limited time to walk around and look at everything and take your photos, so make the most of it. Try to be quick or else you won't get to see everything. Like, there was one point where we literally had 5 minutes to go look at three sets and take all of our pictures, and you're like, I feel like I missed so much. Like, you couldn't really appreciate all the details because you were just trying to see everything.
Like, you're trying so hard to see stuff that you miss stuff.
Right. And, like, for me, obviously, like, photos are important. And so I was like, please come take my picture here, somebody, real quick. And there's just no time for everything that you want to do. So it was a little pretty stressful. And I felt like I missed a lot. But I still had so many awesome moments that it was worth it. So, like, if I were to do it again, I feel like now I know how to successfully go through and do it. We started off in Granny's. And Granny's is so tiny. So tiny. And they actually have, like, the full hallway in the back with, like, a little kitchen area. And there's an actual bathroom. I don't think it's, like, a working bathroom, of course. But, like, they actually have a little bathroom that you can walk into, which was really cool. Steve Perlman, the executive producer, he was the one that actually gave our tour. So he told us, all these really interesting stories that, of course, I don't remember because I was too busy spazzing out. Other things we saw were Regina's office, her vault, the little cave down where Rumpel's cell is, which that was super interesting because the ground is actually painted little like foam chips. So when you walk on it, it's kind of soft, which was really weird.
And obviously they use that in the Wish World, but have they ever used it since? They use it in the Wish World, but
I think it's such a tiny area that it's probably okay to just keep up at all times.
Yeah.
Because you just never know when you're going to have to go into the cave.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, Wish World, that's when it came back into it, so.
Yeah. And they were actually, doing construction in there, so I don't know if it was in the process of taking it down or adding things to it. I don't know.
Interesting.
But yeah, that whole area was under construction. We got to see the statue of Snow and Charming from the Wish Realm, which was really cool.
Also, shout out to the person who ever took a picture of that backside on Tumblr. Because that was great. And I can't remember who it was at the moment, but you go.
High five.
You.
I love.
You're a true hero. True MVP.
Not all heroes wear capes.
I loved getting to lay on Archie's couch. That was fun.
Yes, that was a good show.
David and Mary Margaret's house is the cutest set you will ever see in your life. I want that.
I know,
to be
like,
my house.
I love interior design. So every time I see the loft, I'm like, I want to live there because that's my aesthetic.
I'm always like watching the scenes. I'm like, so what else can I see? Like, I actually find myself like when I rewatch it, try to find more about it, and to actually, I can't believe you actually got to see it, and you could literally turn your head around and actually see more of it. It's crazy.
We went to the tavern.
Where'd you cry?
Uh-oh.
Let me talk about the CS house first.
When you
house
say tavern,
first.
Do you mean like the one tavern in all of
it
the Enchanted Forest?
It is literally just one tavern that they just set
the
up
same
differently.
Thing.
Yeah. It
set
smells,
up slightly
it smells
differently.
Like a barn.
It really smells like a barn?
It does. It smells like a barn. Like that there's hay on it
must,
or something. I don't
know. Yeah, I was going to say they must have real hay.
So the CS house is absolutely adorable. It looks exactly the way that it does on TV. It was very clean. I wish I had had more time to, like, go around and, like, try to find any little details in it. But it's honestly, like we talked about a few episodes ago, like, it's pretty bare. Like, they haven't had a chance to really add any personal touches to
it. They don't have a lot of stuff, okay?
Yep.
Have just little boxes, and now they have a whole house to fill with stuff, and they haven't done it yet.
But I did spaz out there, and I like sat on the couch and was like, "Oh my god, they like made out on this couch."
Did you reenact the scene with yourself?
No, I did not. I did not.
That would have been great with you just with your legs in the air.
I like the leather jacket.
So the best part for me was the wardrobe room. Which Steve was basically like, all right, I'm taking you in the wardrobe room. Phones away. You are not allowed to photograph anything in this room. And I'm like, that's okay. I don't need to. So I'm like already sobbing before we even get in there. And like the first thing you see when you walk in is like a sketch of like Emma from her season 4, alternate universe outfit.
Her Flynn Rider outfit.
Her little Flynn Rider outfit. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is happening. So, you walk through it very quickly. There's so many costumes everywhere that you can't even tell what you're looking at. Like, I think the majority of what I saw seemed to mostly be Enchanted Forest stuff. I didn't see any red leather jackets. In fact, I said to Steve, where are you hiding the red leather jackets? He's like, I honestly don't know where they are in this room because it's so big. I saw a couple racks with, like, some Zelina modern, like, storybook stuff. And there were a couple of Regina outfits, like, modern storybook Regina outfits. And I definitely saw Belle's, like, purple cloak. Like, that stuck out to me. But mostly, like, I just, like, ran my hand down the racks. And I'm just like, these fabrics are so pretty. And they have just these spools. This big wall of just spools of fabric. And it's just like, think of all the things I could make in here.
I wish I was with you. Actually, no, because we would have gotten kicked out because
right?
We've been like crying up in a puddle on the floor.
And there was a big spoiler in there that I'm not going to talk about. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That has to do with an upcoming episode. We'll talk about it after it airs. But that really made me cry a whole lot. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. So after that, they took us to the blue/green screen room. It was currently blue, which I don't know how they stay in there all day because I already had a headache after like 5 minutes of just nothing but blue. It was totally empty, aside from one thing, which I cannot mention, on pain of death.
She
was threatened.
We're literally threatened by Steve Perlman, and it said, if you talk about this spoiler, we will not do set tours anymore, so I am not going to talk about it. But there is a massive spoiler in there, and that was the only thing in that blue room. It may or may not be CS-related. We don't know. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
My, like, spoiler whore heart is, like, beating so fast.
I'm just like
no,
bring it on. I'm loving it. I'm like, this is like Christmas to me. It's brilliant.
I know, like, I love spoilers. I live for spoilers.
No. I like good spoilers. I don't like bad spoilers. Like, yeah, I'm very particular.
So yeah, that's pretty much the set tour, I think. Oh yeah, Gold Shop as well, we went to, which was really cool. There's tons of shit in there. Oh my god.
Yeah, it look, I've seen some pictures, like, this stuff, like, all sorts of in the cases, like, so many, like, the attention to detail.
Yeah. Brilliant. And even in, like, the back room, like, just brilliant. Loaded with stuff, and it's like, does any of this have any significance? I don't know.
I feel like they like, just throw stuff in there, and, like, when they need ideas, they go in there, like, yeah. What can we turn this into?
But it was really awesome.
I think it's more like if it's not there, then we as the audience is going to notice it more so than if it is there.
Mm-hmm. And then gold panel.
So, yeah, we get back from the set tour and immediately have to, like, rush ahead to the gold panel because Saturday was just nonstop. So, the gold panel... I haven't recovered.
How was your gold panel, Sarah?
So I immediately ran up to go ask a question because I was like, why is no one going to line up to ask questions? Well, fuck it. I'm doing it. So I went up there and some people might have watched the video already. I don't know. But if you haven't, I asked a question about fictional role models, basically. And I started off by telling Jen, because first of all, this was my first interaction with Jen ever in person. Like, I've seen her, but this was my first time speaking to her. So I was already, like, heart pounding, like, nervous. I still don't even know how I successfully got my question out, but
you did a great job because I heard the video and it was very
scary. Yeah,
right. I don't but know,
let tell the story.
It was pure adrenaline, I guess. So, and I didn't even take my camera or anything with me. Like, I left it on the chair and just bolted. So I couldn't even, like, take pictures from up there. But so I started off by saying that Emma is my inspiration, and she means more to me than any other fictional character. And I wanted to know what fictional characters, whether it be in books or TV shows or movies, that they admired or might have felt that way about. So if you've already watched the video, you know what they said. But Jen basically said, couldn't come up with something right away because she's like, I need to think about this. So she throws it over to Colin. She's like, Colin, who do you got?
Colin's answer.
Colin's the best.
And what's the character's name?
Colin,
so
is
he said the main character from Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to which Jen's like, The dude was in a mental institution. What the fuck, man? And he's like, I was an angsty teenager, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was...
He's still an angsty teenager.
He's something else, as I call him. Bless him.
But, again, so I get he gave a solid, long, awesome answer.
Yeah, I did.
And throws it over to Jen, and Jen basically gives me the answer that best answer I could have ever asked for, which she starts talking about how she was raised on Disney movies and how Cinderella and Belle are the two characters that she admires, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And then she starts singing a little segment of In My Own Little Corner from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Is that the one that Brandy's Cinderella?
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. Like, I watched a video and I was like, why am I not there? Seriously.
I know. I was like, oh. That gold panel, I was like,
if I was there, I would be like, crying.
I would be crying.
I basically, blacked out. I was basically like, thank you. Ran back to my seat and, blacked out.
I heard you saying thank you. I was like, how are you so composed? I was like,
Sarah. She wasn't, because she came out. Because. Kim and I were the last to leave the hotel to go over, because stuff didn't start for us till 2. So we get over there, and, Sarah, the gold panel's just laying out. Sarah, beelines for us. And she's like, Jen sang to me. She was so happy and, tearful. And, it was oh, I'm so happy for you. Because it was, such, it's your dream. And it was so perfect. It was hilarious, though. Because you're I'm like, oh, God, what happened?
Was it in there? Was it then when she complimented your dress, or?
No, that was later. No. So, so the next thing we did was next was Colin's solo. Fucking Colin. So, as everyone knows by now, Colin broke his foot dancing for the musical episode.
Not just dancing, though. He did
it. Doing that Gene Kelly hair thing. Here.
Yeah, it's in a chair.
I can't wait to see.
So he was sitting for his solo photo ops, which kind of screwed up me and Rachel's plans for, what we wanted to do on our photos, because, we both wanted dancing photos. Because I was wearing Jen's Comic-Con dress from this past year, and I wanted to recreate those photos that we never got, released.
God damn it. Was it Entertainment Weekly who, teased us with that?
Yeah.
Figures.
Yeah, so
it's Natalie Abrams.
I was going to recreate that, and then we're in line, and we hear that they're sitting in a chair, and we're like, oh, crap, what are we going to do now?
I was about ready to burst into tears, because I had the season 3 finale dress, which, as you all know, was hell for me to make. I've been talking about this stupid dress for I don't even know how long now. I finally got it done. I finished the trim the night before at 2 a.m. So this dress has been the dress from hell. And then he's sitting. And I'm like, I'm going to mask and stand up. I don't care. He's going to stand. I'm going to figure something out to get this dance pose, because this is the whole point of this dress.
So I went first. I was not going to ask him to stand up. So I was just... put my hand on his shoulder, he put his arm around my waist, and we just took, this amazing, it turned out
it
so good,
perfect.
I don't
so
even know,
good.
It's you look beautiful, Sarah, oh my goodness, your costume, your hair, your beautiful face,
you look
five
so
five
good,
stars.
Yeah, I like that one even better than our first one together, so, worked out for me. I mean, I didn't get my dancing pose, but hey, it's okay, but
she
then Ray, Ray gets up there.
I was like, I walk up, I'm like, hi, so I guess you can't stand up, huh? And he just kind of looks around and he goes to get up. And I'm like, can I squat down and we can still do a dance pose kind of? And he's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. So I literally, I'm already taller than him because he's sitting and I have heels on. So I have to squat pretty far down to get this proper pose, and I'm like, this is gonna turn out so horrible, I don't even know what I look like right now, but it worked out
it looks so good.
I just cropped out his lap.
Can you guys post all these pictures on the podcast Instagram, because You guys look incredible. It's great.
Cause yeah, I'm looking at yours right now, Ray, and yours looks so cute.
You can't tell at all. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we did the dance pose, and I was like, okay, can we do a funny one now? And I didn't even look at what face he was making. I just made mine, and it's my favorite photo ever.
It's a great photo.
He did, like, for those who haven't seen it, we'll post them, but he did the thumbs up, big goofy smile. Yeah.
He's so goofy. I love it.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I just want that to be, like, my photo op with him. Just, like,
yeah.
Because I feel like I do that anyway. Just
I know.
In my actual life.
So, Jenna and Gabby, you want to talk about your call-in experiences?
He was super nice. I mean, I had ideas that I wanted to do, but as soon as I saw his beautiful fucking face, I just went blank. So I went in just for like one of those little side things. And I was like, can I have a hug? And he was like, sure. And I was like, so that's my second but favorite photo of him, of my big fat arm wrapped around him. But it's just, it turned out so cute. It's adorable.
You looked adorable.
Thank you.
I don't know. For me, it was like Sarah said, for me, this con was more Jen focused. So I've seen Colin before, so it wasn't really a big thing for me. So I just got up there, posed, and walked away. So it wasn't
Go
ahead. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. So I was in line with Sarah for the Colin solo. And she's just like standing there because she had met Colin before. And I'm like freaking out. And I'm like, I haven't gotten starstruck in a really long time because I'm like Kim, I work conventions and I work with actors and actresses, so I've like adjusted to the whole like side of it.
Stigma.
Yeah. So, but with Jen and Colin, I was a little starstruck, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my god, there he is, and she's like, oh yeah, like we're like almost there, and she's like, oh yeah, you haven't met him, you haven't seen him before yet, have you? And I'm like, no.
This jaded, that's why I was standing in line with Chris, with Flipper Brain. Neither of us had met him. So I'm like, literally like fanning myself. And there, she was like, you're getting me okay? I'm like, yeah, no. Well, that was later on in the day.
Oh, was it?
But Chris has seen his dad.
Yeah,
but still, it's not the same, is it? Like, actually, like, you've got the chance to touch him, like.
Yeah.
I mean, my ideal moment was like, touching his face, so yeah, I can understand.
I'm like, one of the whole reasons I'm here is to meet this man, and he's like right in front of me, and I'm like, I just hope I don't make an ass of myself.
Sarah calmed me down a little bit, like having you there, because
I'm so over like my starstruckness of Colin at this point, so yeah. Which is nice because I know I won't.
It helps
make
me.
An ass out of myself.
Except when you trip.
I'm at the stage now where I flirt with Colin, and I'm back comfortable because once I meet someone, I'm like, okay, I know what to expect. So now I'm very flirty with him, and it's kind of bad. So not good.
See, I haven't met Jen or Colin, and none of you are going to Burbank Con, so I'm just like,
never if say I never, win the lottery,
never say never, just never me, say I'm never. Thinking about it.
You can say
losing Chicago.
Yes, Chicago.
You can say honestly, like if anyone wants to stay with me, just let me know and I'll see what I can do.
So J-Mo.
Now the duos were actually
the duo.
Next. Oh, duos. Okay.
Yes, I tripped in front of Colifer.
To be fair, though, he broke his foot, so I'm pretty sure
he can't really judge.
What happened, Sarah? What happened?
So I get up there, and first thing Jen says is, oh my god, your dress. I wanted to tell you earlier, you look so beautiful.
Oh my god.
How do you, like, survive after that? Because I would have just
that's
died.
That's why I fucking tripped. So I was actually like really panicky because she was talking to me and we were getting in our pose. I didn't even get to say anything to Colin, but
no one cares about Colin anymore, okay?
Yeah.
So she's talking to me and we're in our pose and I like was trying to respond to her and I think I said something like, well, you look so beautiful in it, I had to have it, something like that. But then the flash goes off and I'm like, oh my god, was I talking while he took this photo? And so I was panicking about that. And then I tried to go behind Colin instead of in front of Colin to, like, not get in the way of his foot. But there was a light behind them, and I didn't know there was a light. So I tripped on the light. And I was like,
so you tripped twice?
No, that was when I tripped.
Okay.
I tripped after the photo as I was trying to get away from them. I was like, motherfuck. I, like, walked out of there. I'm like, Jesus, I fucked up this photo, and I tripped in front of Colliver. What the hell?
I'm looking at it now, and it looks really cute.
But it came out so good, so.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's okay.
I made Colin hobble over. Well, actually, okay, no. Technically, Jen made him hobble over, because I was like, can we do, like, an Emma sandwich?
And disclaimer, Colin was standing for these
photos.
Yes,
Colin was standing. He decided to stand up for everybody for these photos, which was nice.
Aww.
And so I'm like, can we do an Emma sandwich photo? And he's like, what? And she's like, oh, you in the middle, like, come, like, move over. So he, like, limps a little bit over.
Rachel put Colin through so much hell.
Colin was just like, oh no, it's like, this girl again.
This one. No, he was fine. He was a good sport about everything, and he was really nice. And Jen, Jen, I walked up, and she's like, oh my god, you look amazing. She's like, I can't believe you guys make this. I don't even remember what she said, because she said stuff about autograph, and she said stuff about the photo op, and it's, like, blurred together. And, Sarah made me go first this time. So I had to waited in the room for her to get hers done. And I totally missed you tripping, and I'm really upset I missed that. Because I would have been cracking up. I would have pointed and laughed.
As real friends would.
Yeah, I would have pointed and laughed.
Such a good friend, Rachel.
Of course, I'm the best. What are you talking about? But yeah, Jen's like, you look so amazing. I can't believe you made that, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I walk away, and, like, I almost start, like, it was so hard not to burst into tears that she complimented my dress. Because it took... Because this cosplay was such a nightmare. And the fact that she was, like, excited and complimented it and everything, like...
That just made it worth it.
Yeah, it did. It really did. And, like, Sarah comes over and I'm like, Sarah, why am I tearing up right now? Like, what is happening to me?
Rachel's crying because she's so happy. And I'm like, I tripped in front of Colin.
Yeah. We had, like, completely
you
opposite
like a
reactions.
Pair. A complete pair, yeah.
Two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
You guys. So cute.
Continue other duo experiences.
Yes. And then, I mean, that's the first time seeing Jen too, so I'm just like, this is literally happening. How am I going to be able to function? So I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to slide in, you know, it's super nice. I sent a screenshot of the photo to my mom afterwards, and she was like, you're leaning so close to Colin, it doesn't even look like Miss Morrison's in the photo. I was like, holy shit. Because my head is, like, leaning towards him, and Jen's just standing right there. I was like, god damn it.
Jen probably thinks you hate her. No, she doesn't. She loves you.
No, she doesn't.
No, she does not. I mean, I think I've looked at a lot of pictures, and everyone was very respectful. So I give everyone 5 stars, because I think in fairy tales, there's a lot of problems with that, but with Jen and Colin at the convention, everyone was very respectful, and... I'm very happy for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think of any issues.
I didn't hear anything. Just that one girl that tried to get Colin to stand up. But...
I'm just like, looking through everything, and like, I haven't heard anything about people being rude or anything, so.
I mean, there's people be on Twitter and stuff, but you just block them, don't you? I mean, it's all you do these days. Block and move on.
Yeah.
Much easier.
Yeah, Abby?
So yeah, like J-Mo said, that was the first time seeing Jen, so I was like a little shaky, so I went and took a picture, and as I was walking away, the lady from the side was running after me, because I'm like in a bubble of like, oh my god, it's Jen, and she says, you need to go back in line for a retake, and I'm like, huh? I was like, and someone said that maybe Jen or Colin blinked, or I blinked, I'm thinking it's my fault, so I go back in line. And, like, as soon as I get to the front, I saw Jen again. I was like, Jen, I'm so sorry. I must have messed up the picture. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And she's like, oh, it's okay. Because I was determined it was me. So she's like, oh, it's okay. And I just, like, so we took a picture again. And that was it. It was great. So and they actually gave you, they give you the mm-hmm. pictures that messed up.
So who messed up the first one?
Nothing.
It wasn't messed up. It was, like, my boots were showing.
Yeah,
me and Colin's boots were showing.
I think Chris, because Chris gets he's a photographer, so... Like, I think he didn't like the fact that you could see, like, part of the boots and stuff. So then he called her back and took a different one. Because I honestly couldn't see anything else wrong with it. Like, the lighting was fine. Like,
none of us were blinking.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
I think that was it. I think it was just because your shoes were in it.
I know. And I kept thanking Chris. I'm like, thank you, Chris.
Yeah. He's awesome. He's the best.
Yeah. So then J-Mo was next.
Yep.
I don't know.
Not J-Mo, but like Jen.
I don't remember what happened with my Jen solo. I know we hugged, and I said...
Because you have photographic evidence of it.
I said, because I had literally just had, like, two interactions with her, so I was like, I'm back! And,
surprise! Yeah,
we hugged, and, like, she's like, I'll see you later, and I was like, you will, because I'm getting your autograph.
He's precious. I just wanted a J-Mo hug, and
does
I got
Sunshine
it.
Actually radiate from her?
Yes.
She's the most precious thing.
She makes you want to be a better person.
No, like, seriously, after hearing her talk and meeting her, I'm, like, ready to take over the world right now. I haven't started, but...
She's amazing.
It's coming.
And I did get a little sniff of Colin, and at that time, he smelled like coffee, because he probably just drank some coffee.
Oh, my God, all he smells like is coffee. Like, straight coffee.
It's how he gets through it. I mean, who wouldn't get, like, it's a long day. You're sitting there with hundreds of people who absolutely adore you. Why would you not? Just keep talking.
Was that all for Saturday? The duos?
There was autos that night as well.
There was also a second panel with Colin and Jen that was open to everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, that was awesome. I watched that panel. It's so amazing.
So cute.
What was it like being there, guys?
I just love watching them interact with each other because they're so comfortable. And, like, one of my favorite moments was when, like, Jen was talking about, like, an allergy that she had that, like, Colin knew about. And I'm just like, they're such good friends that, like, they know each other's allergies. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And there was one point where, like, he was trying to pick up his tea and he couldn't bend over. So and Jen just, like, got up and, like, picked it up for him. She's like, I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because, like, many times a day do you think that happens on set? Like, probably all day.
It's so cute. It's
too and
cute.
Then in that panel, we got, what's the news, Morrison?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the news, Morrison? That was my highlight watching it.
Outside of Once.
Well, that was actually something that Jen talked about, where someone asked Colin if he had any desire to, like, do any directing, and Jen was like, he wants me to direct him, and I kind of want to direct him into something later, you know, in the future.
Oh my God!
So, please.
There seems to be an interest in them, like, doing something, a project together in the future.
I would like to see
that's
them
non-once
like,
related.
I would like to see him do like a little short film again, like together, like Wild Horses or something. I feel like they could really come up with something really creative.
Because it does seem like Jen likes working with her friends, which makes sense. I like working with my friends, too.
They like, the way they interacted in this panel was just, like, they sound like best friends, so...
Well, they are.
I mean, like, exactly. So, it's like, if you had an opportunity, I think they really would do work together and, you know, thrive.
Yeah. They remind me of, like, me and my best guy friend. Like, it's just, like, I see
them.
They
remind me of Kate and Leo.
Yeah.
Kate and Leo!
Oh!
Yeah.
I love them, too. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. There's not much to say about the panel, because it's all up there for everyone to watch. Yeah. So.
I feel bad for Colin. Saturday was not really his day. He was tired, and I think his foot was probably hurting and everything. So.
Aw. Poor guy.
Yeah. But he did compliment my dress at the autographs. He's like, that's a really amazing dress, by the way. I'm like, thanks, I made it in a week. And he just kind of looked up, like, what? Like, like, did I get that right? And he's like, you made that in a week? I'm like, yeah, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. He's like, well, it looks great. I'm like, thanks.
Thanks.
And I had him sign my mermaid man up that I did. And he's signing it. And then he finally, like, actually looked at what he was signing. He's like, that's kind of risque. And I'm like, yeah, well... You know.
He actually said that. Fucking hell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, Colin, you
and
precious,
like,
precious person.
I told him, I'm like, oh, I mean, it's just from Pirates of the Caribbean. He's like, oh, is it? I'm like, yeah. Like, the fourth one. I was like, well, thanks. And then he left. And then when I talked to Jen again, she complimented my dress and we talked more about it. And I also told her that I made it in a week. And She's like, I'm just astounded at the abilities that you guys all have when you make these dresses and like the effort and everything. And when she saw the mana, she just kind of laughed and like was like, this is awesome. And signed it. So.
What about you guys? How was your autograph experience?
I thank Jen for coming. I said, this means the world to me. I've been waiting so long for this and thank you so much. Like, this was the best day ever. And she's like, oh, I'm so glad that this was a good day for you. And I told her that I was really excited to see her in New York in her play. And she got really excited.
Same with mine. I was just like, thank you for coming, all that kind of stuff. And they signed my commission piece that I got last year from Dallas Comic Con from my friend Robbie. And I told him when I was going to get it done that I was going to have him sign it. And I did. So I'm very happy.
Yay.
Oh, Karen David is an amazing person.
Oh, yeah.
She's so great. Yeah. So sweet. Like, talk about another precious sunshine cupcake perfect person.
Like, I know we were all upset about Elliot canceling at the last minute, but Karen David was an amazing replacement.
She was.
Yeah.
She was. Yeah, Sarah and I got a duo with Karen, and she, like, fangirled over our dresses. She's like, oh my god,
she recognized me.
Yeah, she recognized yours.
She, like, recognized me, like, as... Even though it wasn't Emma, but like
she
called me Emma.
Yeah,
which was cool.
Yeah, that picture came out really cute too.
Yeah,
I was really happy with all our photos. I was nervous.
I'm meeting Karen as well, so I'm quite excited to meet her because she's
amazing.
She is. A lot of people say like, oh, she's quite like intense, but I think she's got a good heart. It does not matter.
Yeah,
she's got a good heart. So she was.
Talking to Sarah and I on Instagram and Twitter afterwards because when we posted the pictures, she's like, it was so nice meeting you guys. You're so gorgeous. Blah, blah, blah.
She's like, that's so
sweet.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, she says they're trying to make a Gallivant movie.
Yes!
Sign me up! Totally.
Look at Justine's campus!
I was so excited! Keyword is trying. She said they're trying to make it happen, but
yeah, don't roll.
My hopes are already up.
I mean, we were at the concert and she sang Love is Strange, and I was just like, oh my god,
Sarah
yes.
Broke just
even if it's like a Netflix movie or something, like
they should do a Kickstarter for it, really.
Oh my god, yes. You need a tweet. Yeah,
because they had that big cliffhanger with Madalena like going to that place and being really cool. Sorry, I really loved and so I really want this. Well, I did not expect to get that like hype for that.
We can relate. It's fine. You're in a safe place. Safe with us.
All right. So
Sunday
at.
I had a Bex photo, and she was very, very nice. Her panel was great. Emily's panel was cute. I loved her outfit. Her hair looks so cute. Sunday was just chill. I spent a lot of the con. You guys don't call me the PR lady for nothing. I met so many people that I've made friends with online. It was ridiculous. there's too many to name. But it was great finally seeing everyone like in person and being able to interact.
Yeah, that's like the thing I'm most looking forward to. Like besides Colin, Jen, Emily, and like all meeting them, but I just want to meet everyone like in person.
Yes.
Shout out to Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Yes. That was like the highlight. Of meeting people
who came up to us because she recognized someone's voice.
It was
from
my
podcast.
I asked her after, and she's like, "Say yes, like you normally say yes." I was like, "Yes," and she's like, "Yep, that was you." I was like, "I didn't think I said yes that much on here, but apparently I do."
Your catchphrase.
So, yes.
She was actually earlier that day listening to the Smut episode while walking along the street. I'm like, that's just like a mind blower right there.
That's so cool.
So Wendy, you're awesome.
Yes, Wendy's the best.
Shout out to Wendy for being
the
best.
I wish we
could
have like hung out more, but I was so busy.
So UK one says, we've got Storybrooke UK free, and we also have Telford we will be arranging meetups. So, you know, if you're a bit nervous, we will tweet a time when you can meet up with us, and it's fine. Come up to us, have a chat with us. It's totally welcome. We love you guys.
You know what I'm honestly surprised, like, this fandom hasn't done? I'm surprised that we haven't had, like, a meetup at Disneyland.
Or even
just, like, downtown Disney.
Organize it.
Yeah.
I might.
Burbank.
I might for that weekend. But, yeah, so if you live in the Southern California area or are going to Burbank Con and want to get there a week early, keep an eye out for a Disneyland meetup.
Yeah.
We had a question from not our Lindsay, but another Lindsay. and she says, hope you all had fun at the convention in Vancouver for those who went. I'm thinking of going to one of the conventions, but I'm on a budget, so I'm not going to be able to get autographs or photos. I was wondering if there's a Jen and Colin panel just for the general audiences, and also what kind of things there is to do at the convention for people that have the regular admission. Thanks so much, and looking forward to this week's show.
Ooh, I'm going to need to listen to this one, too, because I'm super broke.
All right, personal opinion. If you're going with just a GA pass, first of all, there are panels of everyone just for the GA audience. Will there be a Colin and Jen one? Well, I guess it depends on which one you want to go to, because Jen is not going to all of them anymore. So, but there would be a Colin one, and they may or may not pair him up with someone else, because he prefers to do them with someone else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are great fun. It doesn't really matter where you sit because they have screens. So, because as a GA, you'll be more towards the back, but they have big screens up on either side, so you'll still get to see what's going on. And it's all done through audience questions. So if you can get in line at a decent time, you'll get the chance to talk to them, which is really cool. So as for what happens during the time when there aren't panels, there's not a whole lot going on. There's a costume contest. There's an auction. I think there was trivia, but there isn't a whole lot. Most of it is autos and photos. So you might find yourself kind of sitting around, but that's also a good time to just get to meet the people around you and get to meet your fellow oncers, because like that's how people make these great friendships.
Yeah, I've made so many friends at conventions, just starting up a conversation in line for something, or we looked at the same thing in a vendor room. Like, it's so easy to talk to people at these things.
I mean, also, you already have, like, this thing in common with people. You love once upon a time. It's so easy to connect with people. It's so much fun.
The Friday night karaoke is free for everyone. So I would definitely recommend going to that. It's super fun. You can sign up to sing if you want, or else you can just go and watch the cast do karaoke. So that's a lot of fun. So definitely take advantage of that. If you have a little extra money, splurge for the concert ticket Saturday night, because that is also amazing. To get to see the cast sing together. So yeah, I mean, I definitely think you could have fun. If it kind of depends on what type of fan you are. Like, if you're okay with just seeing them at a distance and just kind of watching them talk and interact, you'll have a great time. But if you really do want to meet them, you know, that probably won't happen unless you have the autos and photos.
Yeah.
And, find someone to split a photo op with, because yeah, it's $70 for a photo op, depending on which one you go to, between 70 and 90. If you split that in half, that's like 30, 40 bucks.
Yep.
So that helps a lot with costs. Sarah and I split a couple because we didn't want to pay full price for certain people, and we didn't have the extra money to do so, so we split them. And it definitely helps and cut the cost down and stuff. So
yeah, you can have two people in your photo ops, up to four. But people, yeah, in a photo if you have two tickets.
Yeah. And I, yeah, you can have a third one, but you pay like 20% of a ticket or something. I don't remember what the deal is with the third one, but yeah, you can definitely share photo ops and price to cut prices, which is nice.
Creation put on a good con, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, like, I had a lot of fun. It was decently organized. It flowed well compared to other cons I've been to in the past. I thought it was really well done.
It was as
organized
as a convention can be.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah. You definitely get your money's worth, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
What other questions we got?
We got just a couple of funny questions from Tumblr. I Love Me Some Killian Jones says, legit question here. How are you still alive?
I'm not.
Good question.
We're not.
We're ghosts.
We're not. No.
We're speaking to you from the grave.
Yeah. I'm a corpse. I'm a legit corpse. ESP.
I actually have like a Ouija board, like contact.
Yeah, me and Justine at the same place right now, and we're just like teaming up.
She's hanging out at my house. Like I told you, you guys could come over.
X Emma loves Killian. X said, "Who needed to buy new underwear?" With Kim a little winky.
Kim
needed new underwear.
Joshua freaking Dallas.
Yeah, man.
Literally made her panty strap. Not actually. It wasn't related. But
it wasn't related.
Internally, it was. Internally.
So cool. Go.
Yeah, that was Vancouver.
Long trip, not long enough.
No.
I'm ready to go back.
Moral of the story, Canada is the best. Poutine's awesome.
Yeah.
Canadians are so nice. Like,
Canadians are amazing.
They do.
Yeah.
Like, super nice. There's, like, no road rage. Everyone helps you with stuff. This one guy dragged my suitcase down the stairs for me, which I was, like, shocked at. I didn't expect that.
It doesn't happen normally, yeah, I know what you mean.
And the cast and crew of Once Upon a Time is just fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Especially the crew. Like, shout out to the crew, because
for dealing with all your shenanigans.
Yeah. Well, just in general, like, they're very, it's a very well-run set, I think.
Yeah.
It is. A tight-run ship.
So that about wraps it up. Next week, we're going to talk about all these episodes that we've missed. Yeah. We're going to do them all in one.
So prepare yourselves for another long episode.
Yep. Thanks for following along with us on our fun adventures in Vancouver. We'll still be posting goodies from the trip probably for the next few weeks.
Be sure to follow our Instagram to see them all.
Yep, most of it goes up on the Instagram, so follow along there. And as always, you can find us on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on everything. And you can listen and subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, Audioboom, and Pocket Casts. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye!
Bye.